ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Welcome everyone to this podcast on transformation produced by Strategic Partners, Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, the Association of Certified Chartered Accountants and Generation CFO. Increasingly, transformation is an area of focus in organisations large and small. However, transformation means different things to different people. Therefore, its definition can be confusing. As organisational change continues to accelerate, it's almost certain that change will be a constant into the future. Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, in association with ACCA and Generation CFO, have been considering the impact of transformation on organisations and the role that the accounting and finance community can play. The observations are presented in our joint report called Transformational Journeys, Finance in an Agile World. Now, this is one of a series of podcasts that accompany that report. In this special edition podcast, we move away from the role of the finance and accounting professional in organisational transformation and pause to look inwards. We will spend the next 20 minutes or so examining transformation within ACCA and Chartered Accountants ANZ against the backdrop of a transforming accounting profession. My name is Charlotte Yvette. I'm the Research and Thought Leadership Leader for CAANZ, and I am thrilled to be joined today by my guests, Julie Hotchkiss from ACCA and Louise Fowler from CAANZ. Julie is the Executive Director, People and Transformation for ACCA and is based in the UK. Louise is Chartered Accountants ANZ's Chief Transformation Officer and is based in Sydney, Australia. Welcome, Julie and Louise. Today, I'm going to start by asking about what is transformation. And I'd like to start with you, Louise. What does transformation mean for Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand?
Thank you, Charlotte. Transformation from our perspective or from my perspective, I think is more multidimensional as the report references the broadness of the topic. At CAANZ, our five-year strategy to 2025 really guides our transformational direction with clear ambitions and goals and a roadmap laid out. From a transformational delivery perspective, it means ensuring that, you know, we take a portfolio management approach to delivery. We have the right portfolio governance in place. We have the right delivery models to support the programs, and that we can articulate the value and the benefits that the overarching program will deliver, and that we adopt an enterprise change approach to ensure that we inform and engage our members and our team members across the transformation. As a membership organisation, any transformation has to be about adding value for our members. They're at the centre of everything we're doing. So whether it be developing a more personalised digital experience, understanding our member journey better, or delivering a streamlined and targeted member communications, it is all about adding value. So I think from our perspective, transformation, you know, has a very clear direction. But in essence, as we've known through what we've just lived through, it can be born out of necessity as well. So the ability for an organisation to pivot and respond to ensure that they can continue to serve our members does form within our view of transformation as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Louise. And pivot is definitely a word that we've heard a lot over the last 18 months. Julie, what do you have to add to that in terms of what does transformation mean from an ACCA context?
Well, for ACCA, transformation is about building for the future, in terms of how we deliver our strategy. And that's about supporting our members and future members now and preparing them for the future. And like we've just said, it does mean that as an organisation, we need to continually change and transform to keep our members thinking ahead and leading the profession. To do this, we need to change the technology that we use, yes, but also how we deliver to our stakeholders, increase our capabilities and change our ways of working, all aligned to our strategy. The report very clearly outlines actually the different levers of transformation, and very clearly notes that technology is only one of those enablers, but actually people is a huge enabler in that, and so is culture, and all of these things come together to create what is the overall transformation. Specifically for ACCA, so what is it that we are working on and transforming? Well, we're looking at how we help students to learn and how we assess them. So that includes computer-based exams and remote invigilation. And as we've just talked about, there was a real need to pivot during the pandemic to make sure that these provisions for our students were there. But it's also about how we make sure that we keep our members and future members continually learning, how we engage digitally with our stakeholders and be really easy to deal with, and how we work internally in our own workplace technology and how that allows us to be effective and to deliver more for our stakeholders. And like Louise said, all of the activities that we do in this space are organised into a portfolio of change with programmes so that we can very clearly see how are we progressing, what is the investment, what is the value that we are delivering.
Wonderful. Thank you, Julie. Now, so we've talked about transformation and what transformation needs, and now I'd like to touch on building the business case for transformation initiatives. So being a membership organisation as opposed to a corporate entity, how do you demonstrate the benefits of your transformation initiatives in the business case? And Louise, if we can start with you.
Thanks, Charlotte. Similar to the views expressed in the report, there are wider and evolving measures of benefits. A business case has to identify the strategic benefit or value that the initiative will deliver across both hard and soft benefits. From our perspective, the strategic value is represented to the value of to us as an organisation, but also to the value of our members. And from an organisational perspective, typically, as with other organisations, we look at growth, efficiency, capability building, culture or risk. And from a member's perspective, the benefits should be derived from the opportunity or problem it is solving for. And as a result, what benefits or business outcomes it will deliver for our members. For example, their career, employability, business growth, their continued and evolving professional development, professional brand and maintenance of the trust in the profession as a whole. From a transformational delivery perspective, especially across a multi-year program, the due diligence in developing the business case as a whole, along with the benefits profile, ensures that the value can actually be realised. This is achieved through challenging and assessing the doability and feasibility of what's being proposed in the business case. By that I mean the scope is clear and can be controlled, costs are known to a sound level of confidence, the dependencies and the interdependencies are mapped, the right stakeholders have been engaged early and the change assessment is done within the business case development phase to truly understand the benefits, the impact and the change approach to ensure the successful adoption and realisation of the business case benefits. This is where the finance team has a key role to play in partnering with the transformation delivery teams to work hand in glove with the business owners, bringing the subject matter expertise across project delivery, finance, and a deep understanding of the business and its member needs. Across a multi-year transformation such as ours, it's important also to think about bringing the business case for the initiative to life and articulate not only the benefits of the individual initiative or project, but how it delivers against the goals and aspirations of the strategy, and more importantly, where it moves the organisation to on its journey.
Thanks, Louise. And so then again, we bring up how it's so important for transformation initiatives to be linked into strategy and the integral role that the finance and accounting teams and the finance and accounting professionals have to play in transformation initiatives. Julie, I'd be really interested to hear from you in terms of the business case for transformation and how you demonstrate benefits in terms of value.
Yeah, so exactly as you said, Louise, that there would be a formal financial business case for any transformation project, and usually the investment is significant, so that is absolutely necessary that we have a view of the financial return. But going back to what we said in the previous discussion about linking this to the strategy, in terms of what additional value comes from the investment, we look at the relevant strategic performance measures for ACCA and look to map where the value is or where the transformation is contributing value to the strategic aims that we have. And that could be in terms of member experience, in terms of how our students are progressing through our exams. And sometimes there is a financial value that you can put on these things, but often it is about the extra value that we will deliver to our stakeholders. I think the importance there is that it is linked back to the strategy, and I think we'll come back to that throughout. And I think that's one of the really important points, that the organisation understands the significance of the transformation in terms of delivering the strategy. The other thing that I would say in terms of the business case is that, you know, much of the kind of transformation that we do now is multi-year. And it moves and changes, as does the context, as does the external environment. So it's very much a living document that is reviewed over time and evolves. And in that, benefits and value can increase and decrease over time. But it's absolutely right that it is alive and moves and changes over time. And that's the approach that we try to take.
Thanks, Julie. And I guess thinking through a professional accountant's lens, it's much like any kind of forecast. It's just an indicator of what you think is going to happen in the future, given the information you have at the time. But it needs to be constantly revisited to make sure that it's aligned with the factors that have changed around it. And I guess your multi-year transformation plan would be similar to that. So speaking of technology, so as our listeners know, technology and automation have undoubtedly transformed the role of the professional accountant, in my view, for the better. What are CAANZ and ACCA, Louise and Julie, doing to support their members in the context of the transforming accounting profession? And again, if Louise, if we start with you, please.
Yeah, look. Our role, we firmly believe as a professional accounting organisation, is to ensure our members are future ready. As you said, Charlotte, technology and automation have absolutely transformed the role of the accounting and finance professional from, you know, that of a traditional accountant, someone that prepares, you know, financial statements and perhaps tax returns, management commentary, to that of a trusted advisor. And as such, we must continue to transform ourselves and the educational offerings that we support our members against the background of the transforming professions. So, you know, we continually need to scan the horizon for emerging trends and bring them to the attention of our members. One way we do this is via knowledge sharing sessions and webinars on emerging technologies and issues such as the paper that was the genesis of this session, Transformation Journeys, and the Ethics for Sustainable AI Adoption, another white paper that we've developed in partnership with ACCA. And of course, our Reimagine CA program and the launch of our Capability Plus tool are examples of how we've delivered a difference for the education and the continued development with the changing profession that we have through automation and technology. So it's a continued evolution. It's a continued scan. It won't stop. And we will continue to develop the skills in the profession as the technology changes.
Thanks, Louise. And I think some of those initiatives you mentioned are a really good example of how technology has been used as an enabler for different transformational initiatives that have helped, in this case, support Chartered Accountants ANZ members towards being the professional accountants of the future. Julie, you mentioned earlier during the pandemic having to bring all of your exams and invigilation online. Again, the transformation was of your part of your educational program or your professional qualification, but technology was an enabler there. So what, Julie, do you see the role of ACCA as to support their members in the context of a transforming profession?
Yeah, it's very much starting from preparing for the future, you know, and whatever that future is going to be, and we know that that is evolving all of the time. So I guess the first aspect would be in the, you know, in our qualification, are we examining in the right areas? Are we looking for the right skills for the profession of the future? And that's something we look at on absolutely on an ongoing basis to make sure that it reflects how technology is impacting the profession, but also other aspects. And then in terms of our members, it really is about looking at the skills and knowledge needed for today and for tomorrow. So, you know, that this report in itself around the nature of transformation, I think, speaks to that. But it is also about the evolution of technology, whether that be in the finance function or across the organisation, and how that can transform business models. Also, the role that finance can play in that wider transformation of the organisation. Data and insight becomes very, very important to, you know, and actually in the report is noted as one of the key drivers. Data is extremely powerful if used in the right way, and the finance function have a massive role to play in that. We also want to build a community of our members so that we can learn from each other. And that's in all sorts of ways. It's in the ways that, you know, transformation is happening out there. But also looking at, I guess, the area that we mentioned a second ago, new ways to measure value, return and impact. And ESG factors are coming into absolutely everything that we talk about now, including transformation and the importance of integrated reporting. I think the final thing that we do in this space is to partner with other organisations, and that may be technology-based organisations or other thought leadership organisations, or indeed other professional accountancy organisations, to make sure that we get the breadth of the discussion to bring that to our members, because there is so much out there that we want to provide as, you know, as wide a view as possible in helping our members be ready for the future.
Thanks, Julie and Louise. And actually, this transformation paper that we're leveraging now for this discussion is a really good example of what you're saying in terms of partnership. So it's a partnership between Chartered Accountants ANZ, ACCA, and then Generation CFO, who are actually on the ground and doing transformation. So bringing that expert knowledge to this paper. And to your point about transforming the qualifications and being future ready for our members. I remember when I did my qualification, and it was just all about accounting and auditing and debits and credits and tax. And now I look at the new and refreshed and reimagined CA program that we launched this year, and they have elective modules on data analytics and insights and strategy and performance and sustainability, which I know ACCA do as well. And it's really exciting, and it's great to see the profession one step ahead of where the accounting profession is going. We could talk about this all day, but unfortunately our time is coming to an end. But before we wrap up, I would really like to hear from each of you one key message to leave our audience with, or one key takeaway. And Louise, if we could start with you, if that's okay.
Yeah, thanks, Charlotte. For me, it's really, if I think of the report and the key takeaway for me, it's really that transformation, we often associate it with the word digital. However, digital is really our key enabler. Real transformation is about changing the way things are done, the systems and the processes that underpin that. And for that transformation to succeed, we an organisation has to have the culture that is agile, adaptive and supportive of change. And I think that's really the key for me.
I couldn't agree with you more, Louise, and that's something that we find very strongly in the report as well, and Julie mentioned earlier. Julie, if I could have your key takeaway, that would be great. Thank you.
I think my key takeaway is one of the points that we've mentioned throughout the discussion, and that is linking the transformation to the organisational strategy and objectives, and having it really grounded in the important areas that the organisation needs to deliver on. And probably the reason for that is as important as doing that. The reason for that is it will really bring the commitment, the energy and the determination that is needed, because often transformation is not easy, and that energy and determination and commitment to it is what is needed to ultimately deliver. And for that to be the case, it has to be really grounded in what is important for the organisation to deliver.
I couldn't agree more with both of you. So thank you very much, Julie and Louise, for sharing your thoughts and, more importantly, your actual live on the ground experiences around transformation with our audience today. We hope that you found the session useful. And if you wish to read the full report, which is rather long, so we've also developed a number of shorter abstracts, then please visit either the Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, ACCA, or the Generation CFO websites. There you'll also find a range of further podcasts in this series where we discuss transformation in greater depth, but from a variety of perspectives. So once again, thank you for listening and goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.